It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Great Plains Athletic Conference 2014 Baseball Championships here tonight. We're in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings College losing the opening ball game of the tournament earlier today, dropping one to Midland, 11-1. The ball game stopped after seven innings by the 10-run rule. They're facing a team tonight that you probably would not normally see in the elimination round of this tournament, the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. They came out flat in their ball game today and dropped a 17-5 decision to the Lancers of Mount Marty. Northwestern is a team that is ranked number 20 in the country, according to the latest NAIA baseball poll. This is a team that had won seven games in a row coming into the GPAC postseason tournament. They had won 20 out of their last 22 ball games, but they go out today and drop one to Mount Marty by the score of 17-5. So a couple of teams that lost in the opening ball game today facing off here in the elimination ball game. The loser is finished for the season, and the winner will move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow to take on the Chargers of Briar Cliff. That'll be an 11 o'clock start here in Mitchell, South Dakota. So to bring you up to date here as we get ready for baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. In the opening round of the tournament today, Briar Cliff surprised the top-seeded Doan Tigers today by a score of 3-1. That broke a 26-game winning streak for the Tigers. Doan went 20-0 during the conference season, did not drop a game, but they come into this tournament today and drop one to Briar Cliff by a score of 3-1. Mount Marty again beating Northwestern 17-5. Dakota Wesleyan beat Morningside in the opening round by a score of 8-1. And Midland over Hastings today by the score of 11-1. Yeah, the second round games just completed. It was Dakota Wesleyan winning over Briar Cliff by the score of 6-3. And Midland beat Mount Marty by the score of 7-4. Then tonight in the elimination ball games, you've got Hastings playing 20th-ranked Northwestern here at 7 o'clock. And over at the other field, it'll be Morningside taking on 10th-ranked Doan. So the schedule for baseball tomorrow, as the two undefeated teams left in this tournament, Midland and Dakota Wesleyan squaring off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's the third-seeded Midland Lutheran, Midland University Warriors, and fifth-seeded Dakota Wesleyan squaring off in the winner's bracket ball game at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Briar Cliff will face either Hastings and Northwestern in the elimination ball game at 11, and Mount Marty will play the winner of the Doan Morningside ball game in another elimination contest at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. As far as softball is concerned, back at the Smith Complex in Hastings, the Broncos went 1-1 on the opening day. Hastings beating Dakota Wesleyan in the first round 10-2, and Hastings losing to Morningside 8-6 in the second round. So Hastings will take on Concordia tomorrow in the elimination ball game at 2. Doan is going to play Dakota Wesleyan in the elimination ball game at 2 o'clock. And then the winner's bracket final has 6-seeded Midland taking on top-seeded Morningside. That game will be at 4 o'clock. So to bring you up to date on softball from the Smith Complex today, in the opening day, it was Midland beating Concordia in the first round by a score of 9-1. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan 10-2. It was Morningside shutting out Dort 10-0 and Doan over Northwestern 2-0. In the second round games, it was Morningside beating Hastings 8-6. Midland beat Doan by a score of 2-1. In the elimination ball games, Dakota Wesleyan 8 and Dort 2. And it was Concordia over Northwestern by the score of 8-4. We've got baseball action for you here tonight from Mitchell, South Dakota. This is the other field that we're being played at here in the GPAC tournament. We were over across the parking lot for the first ball game today at Drake Field. Now we're back at the main ballpark here in Mitchell Cadwell Park as Hastings gets ready to square off against the 20th-ranked team in the nation, the Red Raiders, out of Northwestern. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and zero in on the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, moving. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Cadwell Park. We're in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight. Bronco baseball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings facing elimination in this ball game here tonight against the Red Raiders. Hastings will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. And a batting order will have Trenton Neal leading off. He'll be in left field today for Hastings. Drew McGee, he'll play at third base. He'll bat second. Jake Steets will be your second baseman. He'll bat third. Drew Clark will be the first baseman. He'll bat fourth. Eric Antilla is going to be the designated hitter today. He'll bat in the number five position. Tanner Campbell will be in right field. He'll bat sixth. Mitch Marquardt will be the shortstop. He'll bat seventh. Donato Santos will be your center fielder. He will bat eighth. Tanner Santorelli will be the catcher. He'll bat ninth. And the pitcher today for Hastings will be Christian Schneider. For the Red Raiders of Northwestern, they come in with a mark of 38 wins and 10 losses on the season. Northwestern finished 16-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. Tony Schultz will lead off. He'll be the catcher. Then it'll be Cody Grosskreutz. He'll be at shortstop. He'll bat second. Mitch Pichon will be your right fielder. He'll bat third. Then we'll see Davis Blumendahl. He's your left fielder. He will bat number four today. Skyler Wheeler will be your first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Then we'll see Michael Lynn, the center fielder. He'll bat sixth. Eric Widener will be your second baseman. He'll bat seventh. It'll be Gon Okada. He'll bat in the number eight position. He'll play at third base defensively for the Red Raiders. Alec Forbes is going to be your designated hitter. He'll bat ninth, and we'll see Ryan Brasser on the mound today for Northwestern. So Northwestern 38-10 in the season. They finished 16-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College now 13-26 in the season. The Broncos were 7-13 in conference play. Both teams wearing their gray uniforms here today. The Broncos gray with their crimson trim and their white baseball caps. Meanwhile, the Red Raiders of Northwestern occupying the first base dugout today. They're in their gray jerseys with their red numerals and their red hats as they get set to go here today against the Hastings College Broncos. So they're making the final preparations on the field and we'll get set to go. This is Cadwell Park in Mitchell, South Dakota today. Dimensions of this park, 340 down the lines. We've got 374 to the power alleys and a deep center field, 420 feet to a straightaway center field here today at Cadwell Park. So a little bit bigger than the park we saw earlier today at Drake Field, where we saw two home runs for the opposition as Hastings was beaten in the ball game earlier today by the Midland University Warriors. If you missed the first ball game this afternoon, Hastings fell behind early in that ball game. It was 7-0 at the end of the first two innings. In fact, Midland jumped on Hastings early. In fact, the leadoff guy in the bottom half of the first inning, Jake Loftus, hit a home run over the left field fence to get things started. We then had a walk. We had an error. Gave up a RBI single. And then the next guy up, the fifth guy in the batting order, hit a three-run home run. So before the Broncos had their shoes tied up, it was 5-0 in favor of Midland. The Warriors added two more runs in the second inning of play to go out on top 7-0. Went ahead 8-0 after the third as they scored one more run in that third inning. Hastings College is scoring a run in the fourth inning, but Midland came back and scored three more in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Warriors went on to beat Hastings by the score of 11-1 in the first round game here today. Northwestern and Hastings squaring off here in the elimination ball game at Cadwell Park here in Mitchell, South Dakota. These two teams played earlier this season. In fact, the Broncos started off this season, as far as the conference season was concerned, playing Northwestern. That was at the Smith Complex, and Hastings did not have a good outing against the Red Raiders. They lost to Northwestern by scores of 12-3 and 16-3. The Broncos used seven pitchers to get through the doubleheader against Northwestern earlier this year. So hopefully the Broncos can turn the tide here this afternoon or this evening and move on into the second day of the tournament tomorrow. But Hastings with a lot of wood to chop, so to speak. This is a good team, Northwestern. Well, the folks that thought maybe Northwestern would win this tournament. In fact, the Red Raiders have won this tournament a couple of times. The defending champions, they won it in 2013. They also won this thing in 2010. So Northwestern is a team that is usually around on the final day, but they stumbled, came out absolutely flat in the ball game earlier today against Mount Marty and lost by the score of 17-5. So the pitcher for Hastings in this ball game is going to be Christian Schneider. He has really had the hot hand for the Broncos the past 2 weeks or so. Christian had a ball game against the Concordia last week that he struck out 13 people. Schneider is 5-1 in the season. 3.69 is his earned run average. He's thrown 53 and two-thirds innings, giving up 55 base hits, 27 runs, 22 of those earned, 32 base on balls, and 53 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .261 against him. A right-handed thrower here as Hastings goes to work here in the top half of the first inning of play. Northwestern is going to bat first, so Hastings will be the home team here in this ball game today. They have visitors earlier in that ball game against Midland. So Schneider goes to work, and his pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike to the leadoff hitter here for Northwestern. Tony Schultz, he is the catcher for the Red Raiders, and we'll see Grosskreutz, the shortstop, and Mitch Pichon, the right fielder. The first three guys to come on here in this elimination ball game as the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and one strike. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Davis Blumendahl, the left fielder. So Christian Schneider, the pitcher for Hastings. Tanner Santarelli behind the plate for the Broncos here in game number two of this one here today. Here's a ground ball, slow roller out to Steets. He grabs it. He goes to first base, and that's going to be in time. Jake Steets coming charging in on the grassy portion of the infield to grab that one and quickly over the first base to Drew Clark, who records the out. So Hastings gets the first base runner down as Tony Schultz is retired into play from second to first. Cody Grosskreutz comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. And Hastings did not get out to a very good start against Midland today when they had a chance to talk with Steve Sponberg in between games here. They mentioned that the Broncos have to get off to a much better start in this one. Obviously, Hastings fell behind 7-0 against Midland, had to play catch-up, and really had no pop in their repertoire, so to speak, as they dropped one earlier today in the first round of this tournament, 11-1 to Midland. It went on to win in the second ball game as well today, so Midland, one of the two undefeated teams left, Midland and Dakota Wesleyan, the host team, the two teams that are still undefeated, they will score off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the winner's bracket final. Cody Grosskreutz comes to the plate next. He's the shortstop. It's 1-1 to count. Here comes the next pitch from Christian Schneider. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now two balls and one strike. Northwestern is a team hitting .331 on the season. Their ERA, as far as their pitching staff is concerned, is at 3.96. There's a ball hit toward left field over toward the line. It's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count goes to two balls and one strike now on Cody Grosskreutz, the shortstop for Northwestern. Cody, during the regular season, had a .380 batting average. Led the team in base hits with 62. He was 62 for 163 from the plate. There's a pop fly. It's going to stay in the infield. It comes out to the second baseman. Jake Steets will grab it there for the second out. So two up, two down here for the Northwestern Red Raiders. And Mitch Pichon comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Pichon had a hefty batting average during the regular season. His average was at .385. He had 55 base hits and 143 trips to the plate. For Mitch Pichon, the right fielder for the Red Raiders, he led the team in home runs with 13, also led the team in total bases with 110. Northwestern is a team that hit 27 home runs during the regular season. That compares with two for Hastings College. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Here comes the next one. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, and Pichon falls behind on the count at no balls and two strikes. Mitch Pichon, he had 24 base on balls and 17 strikeouts this season. 10 doubles, and he had 3 triples to go along with those 13 home runs. So a guy that can hit with some power. He's jumping in there from the right-hand side, working against the righty for Hastings and Christian Schneider. No balls and two strikes with two men out here in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch will be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 0-2. Tanner Santarelli behind the plate again for Hastings with Schneider on the mound. Drew Clark at first base and Jake Steets at second. Mark Wood at shortstop and Drew McGee over here at third base. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes. On the outfield for the Broncos, Trent Neal out in left field. Donato Santos is out in center field and Tanner Campbell is out in right field. Here comes the next pitch from Christian Schneider. That ball is going to be down low. It scoots away from Santarelli back to the screen, but no damage done. Nobody on the base pads here. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. Just underway, the elimination ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships here in Mitchell, South Dakota. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Tanner Campbell settles under it and makes the catch. And Northwestern goes down in order here in the top half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Northwestern nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Ryan Brasser is going to be your pitcher tonight for the Northwestern Red Raiders. His record is sitting at 5 wins, 1 loss in the season. ERA is at 2.28. He has thrown 55 and one-third innings for the Red Raiders this year, giving up only 57 base hits, 22 runs. 14 of those have been earned. 9 base on balls in those 55 and a third innings and 40 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .261 against him. So Ryan Brasser, one of their aces on their pitching staff, throwing against Hastings in the elimination ball game tonight. As it's a do-or-die situation for both of these teams, a loser is done for the season, and the winner will move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow right back here in Mitchell. So it's Hastings coming up to the plate for the first time here today. Trenton Neal is going to start things off. Trenton Neal, followed by Drew McGee and Jake Steets. The first three guys that come on to face Brasser. Then we'll see Drew Clark, one of those guys, gets the board. Hastings again struggled offensively in the baseball game earlier today against the Midland University Warriors, losing that ball game by a score of 11-1. Hastings had only 6 base hits in that ball game, and on 3 pitches, Trenton Neal goes down on a strikeout. He watches that third one go by, so 3 pitches. And Trenton Neal strikes out of the ball game for Hastings to lead off the bottom half of the first inning. That was a quick at-bat. Here comes Drew McGee to the plate next. McGee is the third baseman. He'll bat from the right-hand side as Drew McGee tries to get something going here for Hastings. They give him a little mole here to get this ball game started. McGee, on the regular season, hit .309 for the Broncos with 25 base hits and 81 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And the count is at 1-1 now to the third baseman for the Broncos, Drew McGee. As Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the first, next pitch is going to be in there for another strike in the outside corner, 1-2. And 340 down the lines here at Cadwell Park, 374 to the power alleys, and 420 to straightaway center field. There's a ball that's going to be tapped foul on the first base side, and the count remains at 1-2. The other game going on, across the way, across the parking lot tonight, is going to be another elimination ball game between the 10th-ranked Doan College Tigers and the regular season champs taking on Morningside. That game is just now getting underway. There's a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike, and he fires it down to the first baseman, Skyler Wheeler, to complete the strikeout. So a couple of strikeouts to begin the ball game here for Ryan Brasser. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Steets is a second baseman as he steps in there. Steets had a .292 batting average during the regular season for Steve Sponberg's Broncos. As Steets comes to the plate for the first time here in the second half of this two-game series, so to speak, in the first day of the GPAC tournament. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Drew Clark waiting in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch by Brasser. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now one ball and one strike. 55 degrees here at game time of game number two today. Northwest winds at 14 miles per hour, so a little warmer we had earlier today, and the winds have died down just a skosh. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, two balls and one strike. We're at the other field here in Mitchell playing this GPAC championship at two different fields just across the parking lot from one another. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up there to Jake Steets. He heads down to the bag at first, and now Drew Clark comes to the plate next. Drew Clark during the regular season was at 326 for the Broncos offensively. He will bat here from the left-hand side. Clark led the team in RBIs with 23, had one of the two home runs for Hastings during the regular season. As he steps in there with a man on at first base, that is Steets, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball and no strikes now to Drew Clark. He had 14 strikeouts, and he had 15 base on balls during the regular season. Stands with a club in hand here in the left-hand batter's box. Brasser working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at first base. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now two balls and one strike. Ryan Brasser is a left-handed thrower here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Drew Clark, a left-handed hitter for Hastings College, as Steets stakes his lead down there at first base. Brasser looks that way. Steets stays put. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Drew Clark. Eric Antilla is in the on-deck circle. He's the designated hitter for Hastings here in game number two today. Brasser again looking at the runner at first base. Offers another one to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Blumendahl picks it up on one hop, and Hastings has their first base hit of the ball game. So Drew Clark singles the left field. Moving down to second base, and the play is going to be Jake Steets. And now coming up there for Hastings is going to be Eric Antilla. He is the designated hitter. Antilla, he actually was on the mound for Hastings in game number one. Antilla threw 4 2/3 innings of relief for Hastings after A.J. Frechtel was shelled after just 1 2/3 innings. Antilla went to the mound and pitched 4 2/3, gave up just 4 runs and 7 hits. All 4 runs were earned, 3 base on balls and 5 strikeouts. Antilla was scheduled to be maybe the starter tomorrow, so head coach Steve Sponberg shuffling his pitching rotation here. Needing a win here today to continue the season, though. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Frechtel just went 1 2/3, so obviously he would be available if Hastings can get maybe to Friday in one of those elimination ball games tomorrow. But first things first, here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit down the first base line. It's going to be in foul territory, and the count goes to 1-2. Frechtel could even come back and maybe and throw in this ball game if he runs into trouble in this contest. As Christian Schneider's got the start for Hastings. Broncos batting here in the bottom half of the first inning, though. No score between Hastings and Northwestern in this elimination ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And the count goes to 2-2 now. Eric Antilla up there for Hastings College. Antilla did not have an official at-bat in that first ball game today. 190 is his batting average that he compiled throughout the regular season. Batting here from the right-hand side is Brasser. Tries to work himself out of a jam. There's a little check swing. There's going to be a called strike, and he's out of there. So 3 strikeouts in the first inning of play. Hastings gets a walk, and Hastings gets a single in the first, but they can't score. No runs on a base hit. No errors. 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Northwestern nothing. Hastings nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings and Northwestern in the elimination ball game after both of these teams lost earlier today. Mount Barney beating Northwestern 17-5 and Midland surprising Hastings 11-1. Not a surprise that Midland won, just how comfortably they won it. Hastings never really in the ball game, falling behind 7-0 after just two innings. So we've got Davis Blumendahl coming up here for Northwestern. He's the number four hitter, followed by Skyler Wheeler and then Michael Lynn. Numbers four, five, and six in the batting order to face Christian Snyder at Hastings College here in the second as Snyder goes to work. And the first pitch is going to be inside, down low for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Davis Blumendahl up there now for the Red Raiders of Northwestern during the regular season. His batting average is at .335. Pops this one up mile high, third base side. Third baseman McGee over across the foul line and grabs it for the first out of the second inning. So Davis Blumendahl is going to foul out to the third baseman and Drew McGee, one man out. So Snyder is now retired. The first four guys he has faced here in the second ball game here today. Had a great outing last week in one of those ball games against Concordia. Struck out 13. That was in the win that Hastings picked up over the Bulldogs to wrap up the regular season. This is Skyler Wheeler coming to the plate next. He's the first baseman. Takes a pitch inside for a ball. His batting average during the regular season was at .355. Led the team in total at-bats with 166 for Northwestern. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. One ball, one strike now to Skyler Wheeler. He led the team in doubles with 17 and also led the team in RBIs with 57. Struck out just 17 times during the year, 12 base on balls as he watches that one go down low. And the count is now at 2-1. So 2-1 the count here to the first baseman for Northwestern, Skyler Wheeler, as the Red Raiders, ranked number 20 in the country, bat here in the top half of the second inning. Next pitch is going to be popped up again. Shallow center field. Going back will be the second baseman, and that's going to be Jake Steets as he makes the catch. Skyler Wheeler is going to fly out to the second baseman, Jake Steets, in shallow center field. So the first five guys have went down in order now for Northwestern. That's going to bring up Michael Lynn next. Michael Lynn was a .319 hitter during the regular season. He led the team in runs scored with 53 and also led the team in base on balls with 25. Steps in there for the first time today, takes a whack at the first pitch and fouls it away on the first base side. The count is now nothing and one to Michael Lynn. 51 bases, 160 trips to the plate during the regular season. Out of those 51 hits, he had, seven doubles? He had two triples and a home run. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Lynn. Eric Widener would be next. He is a second baseman. Northwestern batting here in the top half of the second inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. Leaning in for that one was Lynn, but he keeps the bat on the shoulder and takes the pitch outside. The count is now at 2-1 here to Michael Lynn for Northwestern. Christian Snyder gets his sign from Tanner Santarelli. Next pitch is a fastball and a swing and a miss. 2-2 now to Lynn. He backs out of the batter's box and takes a look down at the third base coach down there as he rolls through the signs one more time. Here comes the next pitch by Christian Snyder. That's going to be up high for a ball. And the count now is at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Now we're seeing the sun pop out from the clouds here. It's been a mostly cloudy day most of the day today, but now seeing the sun here in the latter stages of the ball game, or at least the day. Here's the ball is going to be popped up over toward the first base dugout, going over to Santarelli, and he makes the catch. So Michael Lynn, he fouls out to the catcher. To end the second inning of play. So the first six guys have gone down in order now for Northwestern. And that's the end of the second inning for Northwestern. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the second we hit. The score is Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today from the 2014 GPAC Baseball Championships in Mitchell, South Dakota. Cadwell Park is the site here tonight for the elimination ball game between Hastings and 20th-ranked Northwestern. Broncos have come to bat here in the bottom half of the second. We'll see 6, 7, and 8 coming up here in the batting order. Tanner Campbell, Mitch Marquardt, Donato Santos are the three scheduled guys that come up to the plate. And we'll see a Tanner Santarelli of Hastings to get something going here in the second. Broncos had a base on balls and a single in the first and could not push anything across the plate. We are scoreless now here in the bottom half of the second as Ryan Brasser goes to work here for Northwestern. One ball and one strike now to Tanner Campbell. He's out at right field again for Hastings in game number two today. Batting average during the regular season at .277. He leans into this one and watches a pitch hit the outside of the plate for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Ryan Brasser out there for Northwestern. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. He took something off of that one, and it goes sailing out wide. And it counts at two balls and two strikes. So Tanner Campbell up there for Hastings. 23 base hits, 83 trips to the plate during the regular season. Stands here with a club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. Head on the ground towards short. Grosskreutz has got it. He goes to first base for the easy out. Tanner Campbell was retired on a play from short to first. Mitch Marquardt comes up there next for Hastings. Marquardt is the number 7 hitter in the batting order. He's at shortstop defensively for Hastings today. Marquardt had a regular season average of .225, 31 base hits, and 138 trips to the plate for Marquardt. Had 6 doubles during the regular season. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1 ball and no strikes now to Marquardt with Donato Santos in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be hit right to the shortstop, and grabbing the ball there is Grosskreutz. A line shot, but right at Grosskreutz. He could have been in a bucket of cement there to grab that one as he grabs it at shortstop. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings College, and that's going to bring up Donato Santos for Hastings. Santos got on the ball game in the first contest here today, but just as a courtesy runner. Did not ever get to the plate. His batting average at .198. He taps this one foul off of his right foot as he goes dancing his way out of the left-hand batter's box. Donato Santos, the center fielder for Hastings here in this ball game here. .198 is batting average, 16 base hits, and 81 trips to the plate. He's got 2 triples, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Like we said, batting for the first time here today, 7 base on balls and 15 strikeouts during the regular season. Donato Santos to the plate for the first time today as he takes a look at a pitch, a fastball that's going to be inside. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Santos. 2 men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the second inning. No score between Northwestern and Hastings. Next pitch is tapped right back out in front of the plate, grabbed there by Brasser. Runs it to first base and underhands it to the first baseman, Skyler Wheeler, and the inning is over. So the Broncos go down in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score, Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
It's great that we have a hospital like this in the community because we're not just treating patients, we're treating family members. You meet their kids, and sometimes you take care of them. You may take care of one of their siblings. You may take care of a spouse. You can't help knowing about them. You can't help knowing about their families and what's going on with them. I'll run into a patient, and it's just like, oh, hi, how are you? And they come and give you a hug, and that just makes you feel good all over. Then you see them out in the community, and then you do fundraising, like Relay for Life, started by the American Cancer Society. I think it's important, and it's helped to raise funds for cancer research. We want someday to eradicate cancer. Is it going to happen? I hope so. I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family because that's how I'd want to be treated. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College softball team 1-1 in the opening day of the GPAC softball championships at the Smith Complex today. Hastings beating Dakota Westland in the first ball game 10-2, but then dropping a contest to Morningside 8-6. Hastings will play tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the elimination ball game against Concordia. Hastings College baseball team playing in the elimination ball game tonight here in Mitchell, South Dakota, after dropping an 11-1 decision to Midland. We see the 20th ranked team in the country here in the elimination ball game, the Northwestern Red Raiders. No score between Hastings and Northwestern as they head to the top half of the third inning. Northwestern batting now, facing a Christian Snyder, Eric Widener, also Gavin Okada, and also Alec Forbes coming to the plate here for Northwestern in inning number 3. They face Christian Snyder and the Broncos. First pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Widener. He jumps in there from the right-hand side. Right-hander Christian Snyder throws another one to the plate. It's going to be fouled down the first base side, out of play. They count of 1-1. Widener during the regular season at 327 hitter. 51 base hits and 156 jaunts to the plate. He had 4 doubles, a couple of triples, a couple of home runs, 26 RBIs. Hits that one to short. Mark Warner's got it, and he goes over to first base. That's in time. So Eric Widener, he grounds out to the shortstop. 6-3 officially. Shortstop to first base. Mark Wart to Clark. That brings up Okada next. Okada is the third baseman. Gavin Okada coming to a plate here. Okada during the regular season at 264 hitter. That was the plate for the first time here tonight. 33 base hits and 125 trips to the plate during the regular season. Taps to the plate. Now he's ready to go as he takes a couple of practice swings. Here's the pitch by Snyder, that's going to be in there for a strike. So Christian Snyder off to another great start here tonight. He's mowed down the first 7 guys he has faced here in the ball game. Now O'Connor's going to try his luck in there for Northwestern, the number 8 hitter. Here's the next pitch, going to be fouled away back over the screen, out of play, 0-2 to Gavin O'Connor. So O'Connor is to the plate now for the Red Raiders. He's out of Honolulu, Hawaii, as you might expect. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-2 now to Okada. Alec Forbes, the designated hitter, would be up next year for Northwestern. One man out here in the top half of the third. And the sun's starting to break away from the overcast skies here. Lights are on at Cadwell Park. There's the ball hit right to center field. Santos, he stands there and he grabs it for the second out. So Okada, he flies out to Donato Santos out in center field for Hastings. And that brings up Alec Forbes next. So a much better start for Hastings here in game number 2. They were down 7-0 to Midland after just 2 innings earlier today. Midland hit 2 home runs against Hastings in the first 2 innings. Broncos fell behind and never really got back into the ballgame. Much better here in game number 2. We're still scoreless in the third. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be lined down the first base side, out of play. Nothing at 1 to Alec Forbes. Forbes during the regular season had a batting average of .396. During the regulars for Northwestern, he was the leading hitter for the Red Raiders. He takes a strike here, and it's nothing in 2. Forbes is the DH, batting in the number 9 position here tonight. 19 base hits and 48 trips to the plate for Northwestern during the regular season. No home runs, 11 RBIs. 0-2 is the count. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 now to Alec Forbes. Forbes is a freshman out of Glenwood, Iowa. He comes to the plate for the first time here tonight. Snyder rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout for Christian Snyder. That's going to be number 1 in the ball game for Christian. And the first 9 guys to come to the plate have all went back to the dugout without reaching base safely here. 9 people in a row that Snyder has set down here in this baseball game. Northwestern with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Mitchell, South Dakota tonight for the GPAC Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. We mentioned Christian Snyder. He has sent down the first nine guys that he has faced here in this ball game here against Northwestern. In the last outing against Concordia, their 7-2 win, Snyder went nine innings, gave up just two runs, six base hits, one earned run, three base on balls, and 13 strikeouts. Snyder is off to another great start here tonight for Hastings in this must-win situation if they want to keep their season alive. Now the Broncos up to the plate here. Tanner Santarelli is the first guy to face Ryan Brasser, who's been the pitcher for Northwestern, as we go to the bottom of the third inning here tonight. The count is now at one ball and one strike to Tanner Santarelli as he bats here from the right-hand side for Hastings College against the lefty out there, and Ryan Brasser. Next pitch is swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes now to Santarelli during the regular season for Hastings College. Santarelli had a .241 batting average during the regular season. As he waits on the next pitch, there's a curve ball that's going to hit the outside corner for a strike and a strikeout. Number four in the ball game for Ryan Brasser. Brasser had three strikeouts in the first inning, and now he's got one here to begin this third inning of play. So Tanner Santarelli goes down. Trenton Neal comes up there next. Neal struck out back there in the first inning of play. So we're scoreless here in the third between Hastings and Northwestern in this elimination ball game. Neal comes to the plate and will take a strike there. Nothing and one to Trent Neal. Trent was but one out of four from the plate against Midland in the first ball game earlier today. Next pitch is hit right back to the pitcher. Grabbed there by Brasser. He throws it to first base. It's going to be in time. Throws a little bit low, but dug out of there by Skyler Wheeler, the first baseman. So Trent Neal goes down for the second time here in this ball game. And that's going to bring up Drew McGee next. There's two men out now here in the third as Drew McGee, who struck out back there in the first inning, comes to the plate again. McGee was one out of four in game number one today against Midland. And a strikeout in that contest. McGee struck out again here in the first inning. So Drew McGee is up to the plate, takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Here comes the second one from Brasser. That ball is going to be fouled down the first base side, out of play. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Hastings with six base hits in the opening ball game against Midland today. Not enough to keep up with the Midland offense, who hit a couple of home runs themselves in the first inning. There's a high fly ball out toward right field, and grabbing the ball there is going to be Pashon, and the inning is over as Drew McGee flies out to the right fielder, Mitch Pashon. Hastings goes down in order for the second straight inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score, Hastings nothing and Northwestern nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College and Northwestern here tonight in the elimination ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference 2014 Baseball Championships. Through the first three innings, we've had one hit. That was by Hastings. Nothing on the scoreboard. We're still scoreless. As now Northwestern comes to the plate here to face Christian Snyder and the Broncos. Snyder has sent down the first nine guys that he has faced, so now we're back to the top of the order here. The leadoff to this fourth inning of play, that's going to be Tony Schultz coming to play. He grounded out his first time up there at second base. So Tony Schultz comes to the plate to try to get something going here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Steps in there from the left-hand side. Christian Snyder, a right-handed thrower. There's a pitch to the plate that's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Tony Schultz. In the first ball game against Mount Marty today, Schultz was one out of four from the plate at an RBI as the Red Raiders were beaten by the Lancers 17-5. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Mount Marty, a team that won six out of eight games to wrap up the regular season just to get into this tournament, but the Lancers now 1-1 in this tourney, beating Northwestern and then losing to Midland today. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away down the left field line. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Mount Marty 1-1. You know, the two undefeated teams left after the opening round is Midland and Dakota Wesleyan. Those two teams will meet tomorrow. There's a ground ball towards short. Mark Warner's got it. The first base, that's in time. Tony Schultz is retired and will play from short to first.
Schultz is retired 6-3 for the first
half. And that's going to bring up Cody Grosskreutz next, the shortstop. He flew out to second base his first time up there. So Christian Snyder just rolling along here, just kind of playing catch with his guy behind the plate, Tanner Santorelli, getting some ground balls. He's got a strikeout so far in the ball game, and no walks thus far for Christian Snyder as he goes to work now on Cody Grosskreutz for a Northwestern as he throws a pitch in there for a strike in the inside corner. Nothing and one to Grosskreutz. Again, Snyder looking for the sign. Full windup, rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Third base side out of play. Nothing and two now to Cody as Christian Snyder continues to work ahead of the hitters. That's been the key so far in this outing. Been able to nibble away at the corners of the plate. No balls and two strikes to Cody Grosskreutz, who had a .380 batting average during the regular season. And there's a nice pitch thrown in the outside corner for his strike, and he strikes him out. Second strike out of the ball game now for Christian Snyder. Two up, two down for Northwestern here in this fourth inning of play. And now Mitch Pashan comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Pashan, during the regular season, will check his numbers. Mitch Pashan rolls to the plate for the second time here today. Pashan had a .385 batting average during the regular season. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Takes a look at this pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 11 guys in a row now that Christian Snyder has sent down in this baseball game. Working at number 12 right here. Next pitch is going to be down low. Scooped out of the dirt there by Tanner Santorelli. So for the first time in a while, Christian Snyder now working behind on the count to Mitch Pashan. It's two balls and no strikes. He comes with a fastball here right down the pipe that's going to miss inside. And now it's three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count now to Mitch Pashan, the right fielder for Northwestern. Here's the next one from Christian Snyder. It's going to be down and then dirt. Ball goes all the way back to the screen. So there's the first base runner for Northwestern. It occurs on lucky number 13. So 12 guys. Check that number 12. Mitch Pashan, the 12th guy to come to the plate, finally gets on base here for Northwestern. And now Davis Blumendahl comes to the plate next. So 11 guys went down to start the ball game for Northwestern. Now they finally get their first base runner on a baseline ball is given up there by Christian Snyder. Northwestern has a man at first base. That is Pashan with Blumendahl, the left-handed hitter, now coming to the plate. Northwestern stealing bases this year, 75 out of 95. Pashan takes a good lead there, and he goes back to first base, and the throw goes over there from Snyder. Pashan just gets to the bag at first with a right-handed tag. Pashan is their leading base dealer. He is 20 out of 23 in stealing bases. There's another quick throw back over the first base. It's not in time as Pashan is back in there. So 20 out of 23 stealing bases for Mitch Pashan. He's got a great lead over there right now at first base. Snyder's going to look that way again over his left shoulder. Gets a sign from Santarelli. There's a throw over there. It's going to be in time again as Bichon is back in there. We are scoreless, 0-0 here in the elimination ball game between Hastings and Northwestern here tonight. Red Raiders ranked number 20 in the country as they play here tonight. There's a ground ball first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes now to Davis Blumendahl. He fouled out to the third baseman back there in inning number two. So he was 0-1 so far in this ball game. Blumendahl, during the regular season, was a .335 hitter for Northwestern. There goes the base runner at first, and the ball's being hit to left field. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Trenton Neal picks it up on one hop. So now a base on balls and a base hit here for Northwestern in the fourth inning. They've got two base runners aboard. Bichon heads down to second base on the play. He was going on the pitch anyway. And Blumendahl hits that one to left field for the base hits. And now runners are on at first and second base for Northwestern. There's two men out. Now Skyler Wheeler comes to the plate next. He's the first baseman. Wheeler flew out to second base his first time up there, so he's 0-1 here in this ballgame. .355 is his batting average during the regular season. As Skyler Wheeler waits on the pitch now from Christian Snyder. Here it comes from Christian. It's going to be some off-speed stuff. It comes to the plate up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Skyler Wheeler. Michael Lynn would be next. He's a center fielder for the Red Raiders. Team that comes in here from Orange City, Iowa. Blumendahl's down at first base. Bichon is on at second base. This is a Wheeler at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Wheeler wanted to pull the trigger on that one and did not. Now two balls and no strikes to Skyler Wheeler with two men out here in the inning. Hastings will play Wheeler pretty much in a straightaway out in the outfield with Trenton Neal, Donato Santos, and also Tanner Campbell. There's a swing and a foul tap. And the count is now at two balls and one strike to Skyler Wheeler. So Wheeler at the plate now for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. He's a prospect out of Washington. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. California, Iowa, Wisconsin, Washington, Nebraska, Utah, Minnesota. Northwestern pulling these guys out of everywhere. South Dakota. Several states represented on their roster for 2014. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap here at the plate. Just got a little piece of that one to remain alive. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes to Skyler Wheeler. Lynn would be next, and then Widener is in the hole here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern as they try to get on the scoreboard in the fourth inning in this elimination ball game against Hastings. No score as Northwestern bats in the top half of the fourth. Here comes the next pitch from Schneider. Nope, it's going to Schneider looks towards second base. He was in his motion and then stumps off with a rubber and looks toward his second base. Back in there was a Bichon with no throw from Christian Snyder. Now Christian gets his sign again, looks towards second, offers one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now three balls and two strikes. So this is the first inning that Christian Snyder has really got himself into trouble. He retired the first 11 guys that he faced in this ball game today. Gave up the base on balls to Mitch Bichon. Gave up the single to Davis Blumendahl. And now he's worked the count full to Skyler Wheeler here at three balls and two strikes and two men out in the fourth inning of play. Here comes the next. Nope, he's going to again wheel towards second. Back in there is Bichon. Worried about him. He's got the good speed, 20 out of 23 in stealing bases. He's been getting good leads at the respective bags so far at first and second base. He's got a good lead right now at second. Snyder's going to throw one to the plate. That ball's going to be hit toward third. He's going to be in foul territory. Everybody has to go back. Drew McGee grabbing that one in foul territory for Hastings. And temperature in the mid-50s for the second ball game here today. We're down in the 40s with much higher winds in game number one. It was a chilly day today for the contest against Midland. Ball game to Hastings lost by the score of 11-1. There's a ball hit to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Bichon. And Northwestern is on the scoreboard. Skyler Wheeler hammers that one into right center field to drive home a run. as Mitch Pichon comes around from second base to score. And the Red Raiders have the lead now over Hastings College by a score of 1-0. Blumendahl ends up over at third base. And now Northwestern has got runners at first and third here in the fourth inning of play. So Christian Snyder goes through the order a couple of times. He retires 11 guys in a row. And now Northwestern, a good hitting team, starting to tee off a little bit on the Christian Snyder. A base on balls, a single, and an RBI single here in the fourth inning of play. Michael Lynn comes to the plate next for Northwestern. He will bat from the right-hand side. He fouled out to the catcher. There's a ground ball to second. Steets goes over and touches the bag, catches the force out on second base at Skyler Wheeler, and the inning is over. But Hastings allows one run here in the fourth inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on the Hastings defense, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning now with the score. Northwestern 1, Hastings College nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wall back at the 2014 GPAC Baseball Championships tonight. Caldwell Park in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings now trailing Northwestern by a score of 1-0 in this ball game. Broncos coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth of the home team here for game number two today. Jake Steets, Drew Clark, and also Eric Antilla, numbers 3, 4, and 5 coming up here. Then we'll see Tanner Campbell, the right fielder for Hastings, if one of those guys get aboard. Ryan Brasser comes back out and throws for Northwestern. Into the fourth inning now as Jake Steets comes to the plate for Hastings for the second time. He worked out a base on balls back there in inning number one. He takes a look at the pitch there. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. Base on ball for Jake in inning number one. He also played in the first ball game today against Midland. Steets was 1 out of 3 from the plate. He scored a run and had a strikeout in that contest against the Warriors. A game that Midland won by a score of 11-1. Next pitch is a ball, 1-1 to count now to Steets. Here comes the next one. Check swing, a little roller out to second base. Widener picks it up, he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Just into the nick of time there. A slow roller out to second baseman Eric Widener, who quickly had to get rid of the ball. And he catches Jake Steets by a half a step over there at the bag at first. So that's going to bring up Drew Clark next. He is a first baseman. Clark had his single back there in the first. Hastings actually had two base runners in the first inning. Went down in order in the second, went down in order in the third. And the first guy to come to the plate here in the fourth inning, Jake Steets, is retired in the play on a ground out. Drew Clark comes up there next. He hammers that one down the left field side, foul territory. Clark had his single back there in the first. Drew in the first ball game today against Midland, 1 out of 2 with a base on balls. So Drew Clark trying to get things started for Hastings here in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be lifted out to the outfield center. Michael Lynn looks up, and he grabs the ball out there as he comes running in. They grab that one. Two up, two down now for Hastings here in the fourth inning of play. That's going to bring up Eric Antilla next. Eric Antilla, the designated hitter in this ball game. He struck out back there in inning number one. Antilla, he was on the mound for Hastings in relief today of A.J. Frechtel. A.J. won only 1 1/3 innings in the ball game against Midland today, and then Eric Antilla came on and threw the rest of the 7 innings, 4 2/3 to be exact. Gave up 4 runs, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 base on balls, 5 strikeouts. Now the D.H. here in this ball game, he whacks one here, hits it to short. Grosskreutz has got it, long throw the first. That's going to be in time. And again, the Broncos go down in order here in the fourth inning of play. Steets grounds out. Drew Clark flies out. Eric Antilla grounds out. Hastings, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The third straight inning that the Broncos go down in order. We go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score. Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Elimination ball game of the GPAC postseason tournament here today. Hastings trailing Northwestern by the score of 1-0. Again, still out there for the Broncos is Christian Schneider. It's going to be Eric Widener, also Gavin Okada and Alec Forbes, numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order to face Christian Schneider, who retired the first 11 guys that he faced in this ball game today. Gave up a base on balls, a single, and an RBI single in the last inning. And the Broncos are now trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0 as they go to work on Eric Widener, the second baseman. He grounded out his first time up there. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Here comes the second one, fouled away down the right field side. And the count is now even up at 1-1. Widener in the first ball game for Northwestern was 2 out of 4 from the plate in that contest against Mount Marty. Scored a run and had an RBI in that contest against the Lancers as the ball hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Picked up by Trent Neal out there in left field. So Eric Widener now gets a board for Northwestern. So the Red Raiders, the last two innings, have had base runners. And now coming up there is going to be Gavin Okada. Okada is the third baseman. He flew out to center field his first time up there. So Okada comes to the plate now for the Red Raiders with a base runner on at first base. That's Eric Widener. Okada during the regular season hit at a clip of .264. As he strolls to the plate here, he had 33 base hits and 125 trips to the plate. There's a quick throw again over the first base. Back in there is Eric Widener. Widener is stealing bases this year. Did not attempt one during the regular season. He inches away from the bag right now. Drew Clark will hold him on defensively for Hastings. As the coach down here in the third base coaching box rolls through the signals here, Widener is down at first base. You've got Gavin Okada at the plate here in the right-hand batter's box. Christian Schneider working from the stretch. Tanner Santorelli flashes a sign to him. They square around the bunt and pull it back. It's going to be pitched down low for a ball. 1-0 now to Okada. Alec Forbes would be next, and we'll see the top of the order again in Tony Schultz. Northwestern batting here in the top half of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Northwestern and Hastings. Another throw over to first base, diving back in there. It's going to be Widener. And the sun continues to shine here as it starts to set in Mitchell. At a mostly cloudy sky most of the day today. Seeing the sun here for the first time in a while. There's an attempted bunt laid down, and it's going to be in foul territory as he brings it back behind the plate. And the count now is at 1-1. It's supposed to be about 10 degrees warmer here tomorrow for day number 2 of this tournament. Gets in the way with an early morning ball game between the two undefeated teams left in this tournament. Midland and Dakota Wesleyan. They'll score off at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Briar Cliff will play the winner of this ball game at 11, and Mount Marty plays the winner of the game between Doan and Morningside at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball, and now it's 2-1 to Gavin Okada. Christian Schneider taking a little extra time now between pitches. Mowed down the first three innings of play relatively easy. It was just a Game of catch between Schneider and Tanner Santarelli behind the plate. There goes the runner at first base. It's a swing and a miss. And a throw down there by Santarelli is right on the money, and they get him down there at second. Derek Widener was going on the pitch. There's a swing and a miss here at the plate by Okada. But Eric Widener is going to be thrown out into play down here at second base on a nice throw by the catcher for Hastings, Tanner Santarelli. So now there's one man out. And the count here at the plate is now at 2-2 to Gavin Okada. So the bases are empty now for Northwestern here in the fifth inning on a nice play by Santarelli. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That's now 3-2. So the count is full on Okada. During the regular season, Gavin had 9 strikeouts and he had 18 base on balls. Taps the plate again as he gets ready for the 3-2 pitch. That ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count remains at 3-2. Hastings College baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 3-2 here to Gavin Okada. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Again, first base side, giving chase the right fielder Campbell, but he can't get there. It's out of play. And the guy remains at 3-2. So Okada, he's been up there on an extended period of time here. He's found the way the last several pitches. 3-2 to count to him. Forbes again anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for Northwestern. The Red Raiders have the lead over Hastings in the elimination ball game, 1-0. Here's the next pitch. Again, it's going to be fouled away. First base side, out of play. Count remains at 3-2. Snyder's got to find the pitch to get him out of there. Forbes and then Tony Schultz schedule up here for Northwestern. Gavin Okada works around the third base, actually walks around the right-hand batter's box now as he re-enters. He's found the way the last of several pitches here. And the count to him is at 3-2. Christian Schneider rocks and fires. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center field coming on. Well, it's going to be grabbed there at second base. Jake Steets is going to go back there and then grab the ball there as Gavin Okada is going to fly out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. Santos was on his high horse. He was charging in, but Steets makes a easy play on the ball at second base for the second out of this fifth inning of play. Alec Forbes comes up there next. He is the designated hitter. Forbes, he struck out back there in inning number 3. He's batting the number 9 position here tonight. He will take a pitch outside for ball here, 1-0 the count. Forbes during the regular season, .396 was his batting average, 19 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. We're on the outside corners. Christian Schneider continues to nibble away. 3 base hits for the Red Raiders here in the ball game thus far, but they've got the lead, 1-0 over Hastings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now 2-1 to Alec Forbes. Here comes the next pitch by Schneider. Swung on and missed. And the count is now even up at 2-2. Again, McGee and Marquardt on the left side of the diamond here for Hastings at third base and at shortstop, respectively. Drew Clark and Jake Steets over here on the right side. Next pitch is going to be a cold 3rd strike in the outside corner. They catch him looking there. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Christian Schneider. So they go down in order again here in the fifth. They get the nice play by Tanner Santarelli on the attempted steal from Eric Widener. And Northwestern with a goose egg up on the board here in the fifth. No runs, 1 base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hi, I'm KHS Radio's Tyson and Veronica, inviting you to join me for the Amprite Open House on Sports every Saturday morning at 10:06 from the Burlington Express Food Court at the Amprite North location. Every Saturday morning, we do a review and a preview of what is coming up in local and area high school sports. As we roll along into the spring sports season, we'll take you around the track, out on the links, onto the pitch, and even out to the diamond. Oh, and we'll be giving out some prizes along the way, too. So tune in to the Amprite Open House on Sports every Saturday morning at 10:06 right here on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Mitchell, South Dakota. The GPAC Baseball Championships tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings losing the first ball game today to Midland by the score of 11-1. Trying to battle to stay alive here tonight against the 20th-ranked team in the country in Northwestern. Broncos need some offense. Only one base hit so far here in this ball game. We've got 6, 7, and 8 coming up here. That's going to be Tanner Campbell, Mitch Marquardt, and also Donato Santos to face Ryan Brasser, who has retired the Broncos down in order the last three innings. So he's got 10 people in a row that he has mowed down here in this contest. As he also retired the last guy of the first inning. The pitch to Tanner Campbell is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner as we get things started here in the fifth. The only guy to record a base hit so far in this ballgame has been Drew Clark. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So Tanner Campbell winning here in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is given up there by Ryan Brasser. Hastings has a base runner. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Ryan Brasser. And that's going to bring up Mitch Marquardt next. Marquardt, he lined out to the shortstop his first time up there back in inning number two. So he's 0 for 1 here in this ball game as he comes up there for the second time tonight. Marquardt in the first ball game against Midland was 0 out of 4. Scores around the bunt, takes a strike here. Nothing and 1 to Mitch Marquardt. Your base runner is Tanner Campbell down there at first base. He has not attempted a stolen base so far this season. Hastings 14 out of 19 in stealing bases as a team. This is Marquardt at the plate now with nobody out. Again, squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Mitch Marquardt for Hastings. Mitch on the regular season, 225 hitter. 31 base hits and 138 trips to the plate here for the Broncos. Taking the lead again is Tanner Campbell away from the bag at first. He stays put as the pitch is going to be hit towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. A base hit here for Mitch Marquardt, and Hastings has got runners on now at first and second base. Nobody out here in the fifth. As Mitch Marquardt gets the second base hit for Hastings here in the ball game, and that's going to bring up Donato Santos for Hastings. He's the center fielder. Santos, he went back to the pitcher in inning number two. So Santos comes to the plate for the second time tonight. He's had a 198 batting average during the regular season, 16 out of 81 from the plate. He now comes to the plate with runners on at first and second base. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Santos squares around the bunt, lays it down to first base side, fielded there. The Skyler Wheeler, as he goes to first base and catches Santos, so the sacrifice works. 3-4 officially covering the bag there. The second baseman over to cover the bag as Skyler Wheeler was charging from first base. But that moves the base runners along to second and third now here in the fifth inning of play. So Santos does his job. He moves the base runners along. Now Hastings has got runners in scoring position at second and third base with Tanner Santorelli to the plate next. Santorelli struck out his first time up there in inning number three. So now Ryan Brasser trying to wiggle out of a jam here. There's the ball. It's going to be hit down the line in right field, giving chase the right fielder, and he can't get there. That's Pashan. Wheeler was also going out to first baseman. They couldn't get there in foul territory. So a strike on Tanner Santorelli. 0-1 is the count. Santorelli in the first ball game against Midland was 1-2 at the plate, had a base on balls. A big inning here for Hastings. They've got runners on at second and third base. There's only one man out. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Tanner Santorelli here at the plate for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Goes after a low pitch and tries to kill it there and comes up empty. 0-2 down to Tanner. There's a big pitch for Ryan Brasser. Playing into the edge of the infield grasses. Skyler Wheeler over here at first base. Hastings with base runners on at second and third. Mark Wartz at second. Tanner Campbell's at third. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes now to Tanner Santarelli. Santarelli here this season for Hastings College. 14 strikeouts and six base on balls. Here comes the next pitch to him. Hit right back to the pitcher. Looks the runner back to third base. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Now there's two outs. Tanner Santarelli hits that right back to the pitcher. Ryan Brasser, he looked at third base. That's where Tanner Campbell was at. He stayed put. And the throw was over to first base to catch Tanner Santarelli at first base. So now there's two men out. Hastings can ill afford to let this golden opportunity go by the wayside. They had runners at first and second and nobody out. And now they got runners at second and third and two men out. At the top of the order, Trenton Neal comes up there next. Neal is about due. He's 0 for 2 here in this ballgame, and he takes a strike here. Trenton Neal was our leading hitter during the season. His batting average at .359. He had an on-base percentage of .422, which also led the team. Need to have him get on base right here. Trenton Neal waits here in the left-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch. He'll be hit toward left field. Going over is going to be Blumendahl, and he's over toward the line. He's going to grab the ball, and Northwestern gets out of the inning. Hastings had base runners at first and second base and nobody out, and they could not get anybody home. Here in the fifth inning is a Trenton Neal flies out to left field. Hastings scores no runs, one base hit, no errors, two men left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
M is for the many things we'll give her in the KHAS Mother's Day gift basket. One lucky mom is going to receive a gift basket filled with prizes. Register mom today at one of these sponsor locations. Imperial Jewelers, Mountain Mud Espresso, Custom Pack, Godfather's Pizza in Hastings, and Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home. KHAS Radio will announce the winner on May 9th, just in time for Mother's Day. So register mom today for her chance to win a wonderful gift basket. Brought to you by KHAS Radio.
Hi. This is Bo Huffman from GNC and Hastings. Join me each Tuesday at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. From vitamins and minerals to diet and energy advice, we'll talk about what really works. Email questions to GNC at KHASradio.com Tuesdays at 8:08 for Ask the Expert.
Hi, this is Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join me each Thursday morning for Ask the Expert. We'll talk about everything related to computers, including new hardware and software, virus protection, and so much more. You can email your question to computerhardware@khasradio.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS from the GPAC Baseball Championships in Mitchell, South Dakota. 1-0 is the score in this elimination ball game. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings College. And Northwestern will come to the plate now here in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between the Red Raiders and the Broncos. Tony Schultz, we're going to have Cody Grosskreutz and also Mitch Pashan coming to the plate here to face Christian Snyder. The top of the order for the Red Raiders. Tony Schultz, he has grounded out twice so far in this ball game. Once his second base and once the shortstop. So Tony Schultz up there, he'll bat from the left-hand side as he takes a look at a pitch here from Christian Snyder that's going to be outside the strike zone. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count to Tony Schultz, the catcher here for the Red Raiders. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled down the third base side, out of play. And the count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schultz in the first ball game for Northwestern. He was 1 out of 4, had an RBI in that 17-5 loss to the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Here's Snyder again, works quickly. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 to count down to the leadoff hitter here in the sixth inning, Tony Schultz for Northwestern. A team that is ranked number 20 in the country, but battling for the lives here in the GPAC tournament. There's a strike called in the outside corner. Schultz was on his way toward first base on an apparent walk, but that ball catches the outside corner for a strike as the home plate umpire rings her up. 3 balls and 1 strike now to Schultz. Christian Snyder again looking in for a sign from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli. He's got it. Full windup. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Third base side is going to get out of play. Now the count is full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doan is playing Morningside in the other elimination ball game across the way at Drake Field here in Mitchell, just across the parking lot from where we're at. That's another elimination ball game. Here's the next pitch up high for a ball, and Schultz gets a base on balls here. That's only going to be the second walk of the ball game by Christian Snyder. His last one occurred back there in the fourth inning. And I walks a guy here to lead off the sixth. So two walks now for Snyder. And now coming to the plate, we're going to have number 11, Cody Grosskreutz. He is the shortstop. Grosskreutz, he is 0 for 2 so far today. He's grounded out. Actually, he struck out once. He's popped one back to the second baseman. So he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Tony Schultz is your base runner down there at first base for Northwestern. He has not attempted a stolen base this year for the Red Raiders, but he's got a good lead right there now. Drew Clark will hold him on defensively for Hastings. There's Grosskreutz. He hits that one to right field. That's going to be in foul territory. Just foul over the first baseman, Drew Clark's head down to the right field side. So nothing and one to Cody Grosskreutz. No balls in one strike for the Northwestern Red Raiders and Grosskreutz. Here comes the next pitch to him. He's going to be fouled away on the third base side. The count goes to no balls and two strikes now to Grosskreutz. Mitch Pichon would be next, and we'll see Davis Blumendahl. Northwestern with a lead over Hastings. The score is 1-0. We've had only five base hits between the two teams. Northwestern has got three base hits. Hastings with two so far in the ball game. Northwestern scored back there in the fourth inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is sitting at one ball and two strikes to Cody Grosskreutz. He led the team in base hits this year with 62. Also led the team in triples with 8 during the regular season. 1-2 the count right now. There's a quick throw back over the first base. And back in there standing up is going to be Tony Schultz. Northwestern is a team 75 and have 95 in stealing bases this year during the regular season. As Schultz again inches away from the bag down there at the first base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit right toward first, but it's going to be in foul territory. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. Actually, we got a courtesy runner down there at first base now running for Tony Schultz. That is Brent Rolls. Brent Rolls, a senior from Granada Hills, California. A little shaver. He's down there at first base running for the catcher, Tony Schultz. So Rolls is on at first base. And now Cody Grosskreutz has a count of one ball and two strikes here at the plate. 1-2 the count. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be sent out to center field. Santos coming on. Going out as a shortstop. And that's Mark Waters. He makes the catch. Santos coming on, but called off at the last second by Mitch Marquardt, the shortstop. It goes out there and makes the catch. So officially a fly out to the shortstop, but Marquardt was several feet behind the bag at second base to grab that one. One man out for Northwestern now here in the sixth inning of play. Mitch Pichon will come to the plate next. Pichon is the right fielder. He had a baseline balls back there in the fourth inning of play and then came around to score the only run of the ball game, the base hit by Skyler Wheeler later on in the inning. Pichon's other plate appearance in this ball game was a fly out to right field. So he's officially 0 for 1 here in this ball game with a run scored. As Pichon comes up there for the third time here in this contest, and we'll take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Pichon in the first ball game against Mount Marty was 1 out of 3. An RBI, had a base on balls, and had a strikeout. So Pichon is up there now. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball's hit right to the third baseman. Back across the diamond, they're going to have a double play there. Pichon lines out to the third baseman. That's a McGee. It then goes back across the diamond as the runner was going on the pitch. In fact, he was standing at the bag at second. So a double play, the line out to Mitch Pichon, or line out to Drew McGee off of the bat of Mitch Pichon, who goes back across the diamond for the double play, and Hastings gets out of this sixth inning. Northwestern scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Broncos still in a ball game. It's Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Time to get a new sump pump. Come into Hardware Hank for Wayne's 1/3 horsepower submersible sump pump. This sump pump is great because it never needs to be oiled, has a top suction strainer, and a utilized shaft seal protecting the motor and wiring from water damage. It also has a 3-prong grounding type cord providing safe operation along with the automatic overload protection which protects the motor. Come into Hardware Hank for your new Wayne's sump pump today.
Well, 30 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight from Mitchell, South Dakota, the GPAC Baseball Championships. The elimination ball game tonight, 1-0 is the score. Hastings is trailing Northwestern. One run, three base hits for the Northwestern Red Raiders. No errors. They've left two men on the base paths. Hastings with no runs and two hits. They've committed no errors. They've left four men on base. So the pitcher's duel here tonight between Christian Snyder for Hastings and Ryan Brasser for Northwestern. Northwestern scratched out a run back there in the fourth inning, and so far they've made that thing hold up here in this ball game. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern with the lead. As Hastings bats now, Trent Neal here in the sixth inning for Hastings College. We're in the bottom of the sixth, and here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 the count to Trent Neal. He has struck out, he has grounded out, and he has flown out so far in this contest. He's 0-3. There's a high fly ball toward center field going over, and making the catch out there in center is going to be Michael Lynn. Goes over to right center to grab that one. So Trent Neal flies out to the center fielder, Michael Lynn. He went a long way to grab that one for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Drew McGee next. McGee is a third baseman. He has struck out once, and he's flown out once. Not out to right field, so he's zipped for two here in the ball game. McGee in game number one was 1 out of 4 in that contest against Midland. He struck out once. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Winner of this ball game will move on to play in the elimination ball game tomorrow against Briarcliff at 11 o'clock. The loser is finished for the season. If Hastings can win this game, we'll have the contest here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show tomorrow at 10:45. Here on 1230 KHAS, next pitch is going to be fouled away again down on the first base side, giving chases Wheeler. He can't get there. It goes out of play, and the count goes to 2-1 now to Drew McGee for Hastings. Broncos with just two base hits in the ballgame. Boy, the offense has been a thorn in the side for head coach Steve Sponberg. Has been up and down all season long, mostly down. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled tap. And the count now is at 2-2. 2-2 the count to Drew McGee. The Broncos as a team hitting only .263 on the season. Drew McGee now is a count even at 2-2. That is the next pitch can be fouled again down to third base side. The count remains at 2-2. McGee during the regular season, .309 was his batting average, 25 base hits in 81 trips to the plate. He did have 7 doubles to his credit during the regular season, 11 RBIs. He's in the right-hand batter's box right now, waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. He'll be hit right back to the pitcher. And there's an underhanded throw to first base that's going to be in time. That's going to bring up that was Jake Steets there.
Steets is retired. 1-3 by Brasser.
And that's going to bring up Drew Clark next.
The first baseman, number 16, Drew Clark.
So Drew Clark is to the plate next. Drew McGee was the guy who flew out to center field. And it was Jake Steets who hit one back to the pitcher for the out. So now there's two men out. This is going to bring up Drew Clark next. Trent Neal, he was the guy who finished off the fifth inning of play. So McGee started things off with a fly out to center field, and Jake Steets hit one back to the pitcher. There's two men out for Hastings now here in the sixth inning of play as Drew Clark comes up there. The next batter for Hastings, and a pitcher can be outside for a ball. 1-2. So 1-2 the count now to Drew Clark. For Hastings College, he is the first baseman. Waiting on the next pitch. His ball is going to be hit right to the shortstop. Grosskreutz has got it. He goes to first base. And again, the Broncos go down in order here in inning number six. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number seven now with a score. Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings is proud to introduce our new line of pastas. Choose from 6 different pastas and 3 different sauces. Each pasta dish is only $6.99. And now, for a limited time, you can receive 2 pasta dishes, a regular order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter of your favorite Pepsi product, all for only $16.99. Stop by Godfather's Pizza today at 1414 North Burlington for dine-in or carry-out, or you can call us at 461-0386 for delivery. Godfather's Pizza in Hastings, your new location for great Italian pasta.
M is for the many things we'll give her in the KHAS Mother's Day gift basket. One lucky mom is going to receive a gift basket filled with prizes. Register mom today at one of these sponsor locations: Godfather's Pizza in Hastings, Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, Eek's Office Plus, Keith's Pharmacies, Big G Ace, and Roses for You in Grand Island. KHAS Radio will announce the winner on May 9th, just in time for Mother's Day. So register mom today for her chance to win a wonderful gift basket. Brought to you by KHAS Radio.
1230 KHAS.
1-0 is the score in the elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament tonight. 4 innings out of the 6. Hastings went down in order here against the Red Raiders. Broncos getting base runners in the first inning and the fifth. Hastings had runners on at first and second in the fifth inning with nobody out and did not score. It's still a 1-0 ball game as Northwestern has got the lead. Christian Schneider continues to work for Hastings. Up against Ryan Brasser for Northwestern. Both guys have gone all the way here in this contest. As now we are into the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and Northwestern. The loser is done for the season, and the winner moves on into the elimination ball game tomorrow at 11, right back here in Mitchell, South Dakota. This is Davis Blumendahl to the plate to lead things off here in the seventh. He takes a strike from Schneider. Nothing and one. Wheeler will follow him. Lynn in the hole here for Northwestern. Here's the next pitch by Schneider. It's going to be outside for a ball. Christian Schneider went all the way in his last outing against Concordia, so he can throw the 9 innings with no problem here for Hastings College. He's into the seventh right now and rolling right along here, just needing some offense to back him up here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings with only 6 base hits in the opener against Midland today. They've got 2 on the board so far in this one. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward first base. Grabbed there by Drew Clark. He's got to go to the bag at first. And it's going to be in time. Christian Schneider over there covering the bag for Hastings. A good job by Schneider getting over there. Drew Clark hit him on the run. So Davis Blumendahl is retired in a play from pitcher to, or from first base to pitcher, covering the bag there at first. Here comes a Skyler Wheeler coming to the plate next. So a good play by Christian Schneider getting over there. Drew Clark had to go to his right to grab the ball on the grounder and then flipped it to Christian Schneider, who was on the run there as he grabs the ball and got there in time. Outrace Davis Blumendahl to the first base bag. So one man out now here in the seventh inning. Skyler Wheeler comes to the plate next. Wheeler, he is 1-for-2 so far tonight. He's got it, drove in the run earlier in this ball game, and there's a base hit right between Drew McGee, who makes a diving attempt there at third base, and Mitch Marquardt, the shortstop. So the second base hit for Skyler Wheeler here in the ball game. He's aboard now at first base. So Northwestern has a base runner in this 1-0 ball game over Hastings. Michael Lynn comes to the plate next. Michael Lynn is the center fielder. He popped one back to the catcher back there in inning number 2. Reached on a fielder's choice in inning number 4. So he is 0-for-2 here in the ball game as Lynn comes to the plate for the third time here in this ball game. He will take a pitch here for a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Lynn in the first ball game for the Red Raiders was 1 out of 4 with a strikeout in that 17-5 debacle earlier in this tournament to the Lancers of Mount Marty, the first round of the GPAC Championships. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1-1. Both of these teams beaten soundly earlier today. Midland beat Hastings 11-1, and Mount Marty beat Northwestern by a score of 17-5. Man is out at first base. That is Wheeler. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. Lynn attempting to bunt there and will take a strike. 1-2 the count down to Michael Lynn. He is the center fielder. Eric Widener is due up there next. Doan and Morningside playing in the other elimination ball game at Drake Field across the parking lot here. There's the ball. It gets away from Tanner Santarelli and running down to second base on the play is going to be Skyler Wheeler. So a wild pitcher, a pass ball there. Nevertheless, the Wheeler heads down to second base on the play as that one got away from Tanner Santarelli behind the plate. So now Northwestern has got a runner in scoring position at second. One man out here in the seventh inning of play. And the count at the play is at 2-2 to Michael Lynn. Eric Widener is in the on-deck circle here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's just outside as Lynn was leaning into that one. And the count now officially at 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Michael Lynn for the Red Raiders of Northwestern as he bats here from the right-hand side. Schneider working from the stretch. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to the plate. Swung on and foul tap. Just got a little piece of that one as Michael Lynn stays in there in the batter's box. Lynn just got a little piece of that one. He leads the team in runs scored with 53 during the regular season. Also leads the team in base on balls with 25. They had 23 strikeouts. He's looking at a count here at 3-2. Northwestern has a man on at second base. They've got a 1-0 lead over Hastings here in the elimination ball game. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Back out of play, and the count remains at 3-2. So Michael Lynn up here for Northwestern. He's a senior from Downey, California. Not a real big kid as he steps in here from the right-hand side. Hastings will pretty much play him straight away out in the outfield with Trent Neal, Donato Santos, and also Tanner Campbell. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball, and he walks him. And now Northwestern has got two base runners on. A base on ball is given up there. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game given up by Christian Schneider. And now the Broncos need to turn a double play to get out of here. Eric Widener coming to the plate next. He is a second baseman.
Second baseman, number seven, Eric Widener.
Widener had a ground out, and he also had a base hit in this ball game. So he's 1 out of 2 in this contest here against Hastings. He fouls away the first pitch on the first base side, 0-1. So Widener is up to the plate. His batting average during the regular season was at .327, 51 base hits, and 156 trips to the plate. He had 4 doubles, a couple of triples, a couple of home runs, 26 RBIs. He steps in there now with one man out, and runners are out at first and second base for Northwestern. Trying to scratch out a run here against the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1. Widener in the first ball game against the Lancers of Mount Marty was 2 out of 4, scored a run, and also had an RBI. The seventh inning of play here for the Red Raiders are in the top of the seventh. Here comes the next pitch, hit right to Clark at first base. He goes to second for one, back over to first base. That's not going to be in time. He was off of the bag. Drew Clark thought maybe he had him on the tag out, but Widener is across the bag at the first base. So he gets aboard on the fielder's choice. They get the out at second. And moving over to third base on the play is going to be Skyler Wheeler. And now head coach Steve Sponberger is out of the Hastings dugout down here on the third base side. He's going to talk with the base umpire down there. Drew Clark got the ball. He goes to Mitch Marquardt at second base against the force out down there and Michael Lynn. The relay throw back over to first baseman Drew Clark. Was a little bit off of the bag, the home plate side of the bag at first. Clark thought he reached back there and tagged down to Widener as he came to the bag there at first. But the base umpire says no, and now he's going to come over and talk with the home plate umpire. Steve Sponberg is out there pleading his case here. And that's going to be the case. There's probably no way the home plate umpire is going to get a good clean look at that one down at first base. So the play is going to stand. We're going to have two men out now here in this seventh inning of play. Runners are on at first and third base now as Gavin Okada comes to the plate next. Okada, he is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to center field, and he's popped one back to the second baseman. So he's 0-for-2. Runners are on at first and third base. Widener is on at first. Wheeler is on at third base. Okada comes to the plate next. Okada in the first ball game for Northwestern. He was 1 out of 4 in that contest against Balmarty with a run scored. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings. It is 1-0 here in this ball game as the Red Raiders are looking for an additional run here. So we're into the final third of the ball game. We're in the top half of the seventh. Snyder requests a new baseball. He gets it here. And now he'll go to work on Gavin Okada. During the regular season, his batting average was at .264. He had 33 base hits and 125 trips to the plate. A big at-bat here for Okada as he watches his first one go by outside the strike zone. 1-0 to Gavin Okada. He's out of Honolulu, Hawaii, as he plays here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa. Christian Snyder working from the stretch with base runners on at first and third. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped away. Back out of play. And the count is now even at 1-1. Northwestern now 1 run and 4 base hits, no errors. Hastings with 2 base hits and no errors. Red Raiders have runners on at first and third base now. Here in the seventh inning of play, but there's 2 men out. And Gavin Okada, the third baseman, is up here for Northwestern. Here's the next pitch by Snyder. Some off-speed stuff that's going to stay outside for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Okada during the regular season had 9 strikeouts and he had 18 base on balls. This Northwestern team beat Hastings earlier this year 12-3 and 16-3. And 2 ball games played out of the Smith Complex to begin the conference season this year. There's a throw over to first base, not in time as Widener is back in there. Now 1-1 here at the plate on the Gavin Okada. Widener's down there at first base, and Wheeler's over here across the diamond at third. Christian Snyder working from the stretch. He offers one to the plate. That's going to be up high for another ball. Now 2-1 here to Okada. Santos now playing very deep out there in the center field for Hastings College. The right fielder, Tanner Campbell, has pulled around a couple of steps to his right out there. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and talk with the base umpire to make sure he's got the count right. So it's either 2-1 or 3-1. They've got 1-1 up on the board. Now it's 2-1 up on the board. Now I think that's going to be the correct count. 2-1 here to Gavin Okada. Now they say it's going to be 3-1. All right, so 3-1 now to Gavin Okada here in the seventh inning with runners on at first and third base. Home plate umpire forgot where he was at. Forgot to count. 3-1 here with 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch, fouled back to the screen. So now 3-2 to Okada here in the seventh inning of play. With 2 men out, runners at the corners here for Northwestern in a 1-0 ball game. This has been a good one here tonight between the Broncos and the Red Raiders for the elimination ball game of this GPAC tournament. Okada again steps into the right-hand batter's box. The runner at first base will be going on the pitch. That is Widener. Takes his lead down there. There he goes. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. Okada reaching after a bad pitch there. Probably would have got a walk right there, but he goes after a bad pitch and fouls it away on the first base side. So the runner goes back to first base. That's going to be Widener. He'll be going on the pitch again. 3-2 with 2 men out. Across the diamond over at third base is going to be Wheeler. Christian Snyder looking for the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santorelli. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner at first. It's going to be fouled away again. Back to the screen. So Gavin Okada is protecting the plate here, obviously, with 2 strikes. Count remains at 3-2. And the runner again goes back to first base. That is Eric Widener. Tanner Santorelli flashes the sign out to his pitcher, Christian Snyder. Here comes a 3-2 pitch again. There goes the runner. The ball is going to be hit to the left side. Marquardt at shortstop picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And Hastings gets out of here with no damage done. Okada grounds out to the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt. And the inning is over for the Red Raiders. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. And two men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
You've known Quiznos for their toasted subs for over 30 years. But what do you get when you fuse Quiznos' same bold flavor with cavatappi pasta? You guessed it, a pasta-rific flavor transformation. Now introducing Quiznos' new Toasty Pastas, coming in hot with six mouth-watering flavors, including mac and cheese with lobster and seafood, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken, all made with cavatappi pasta and mouth-watering mozzarella, and toasted to bring out the flavor. Quiznos, we're getting toastier.
Need a medical uniform or accessory? Shop Uniforms and More, the largest family-owned uniform store in the state of Nebraska.
National Nurses Week is May 4th through the 10th. Additional items have been reduced to half off right now, so shop at Uniforms and More in Grand Island for the medical professional on your list. And remember, a Uniforms and More gift card is always a great gift.
Uniforms and More, corner 4th and Broadwell in Grand Island, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Mitchell, South Dakota. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings in the elimination ball game. Ryan Brasser is going to come back out and throw for Northwestern here in the seventh. He's given up no runs and two base hits so far. We check his season statistics. He's not thrown a complete game yet this year. So see how much further Ryan Brasser can go here for Northwestern. Eric Antilla is going to come to the plate for Hastings. We got 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order to come on to face Brasser as he throws a breaking pitch across the center portion of the plate for a strike. No balls and one strike to Eric Antilla. He has struck out once. He has grounded out once so far in the ball game. There's the next pitch. Hit to short. Picked up there, and it goes to first base. That's in time. Grosskreutz on the second pitch. At shortstop, records the out, 6-3 officially. And the Broncos really struggling offensively here in this ball game against Ryan Brasser and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Here's a Tanner Campbell coming up there next. Tanner grounded out in the second inning of play. He reached on a base on balls, was left stranded in the fifth. He takes a strike here, 0-1. Winner moves on to play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff, a team that went 1-1 today. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone for a ball. 1-1 the count. Briar Cliff, they beat Doan to lead things off today. 3-1. Doan, of course, the regular season champs. First time in the history of the league that an undefeated team made it all the way through. They were 20-0 in the conference, and they come here and lose in the first round of the conference tournament. Briar Cliff then losing in the second ball game to Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 6-3. So that's the team that Hastings or Northwestern will see tomorrow at 11. Next pitch fouled away. The count 2-2. Here's the next one. A swing and a fouled tap. So staying in there is going to be Tanner Campbell. Campbell is grounded out and he has walked so far in this ball game. Tanner, the first contest for Hastings College, was 1 out of 3 in that game against Midland today. He had an RBI for the Broncos. Drove in the only run of the ball game against the Warriors in an 11-1 defeat. Here's the next pitch. Can be fouled down the third base side, giving chase is Okada over toward the screen, and he can't get there. Two balls and two strikes now to Tanner Campbell. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Broncos the home team here in this second half of their so-called twin bill today. Double elimination tournament here in Mitchell, South Dakota as Tanner Campbell waits on the next pitch. Two balls and two strikes and one man out. There's a ground ball again. Grosskreutz picks it up, bobbles it, throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. They catch him by a half a step. Oh, there at first. Grosskreutz had it. It's a shortstop. Bobbled it. A lot closer over there at first base than it should have been as Grosskreutz records the out over there. So two up, two down now for Hastings. Four different innings, 4 out of the 6 so far. Hastings has gone down in order And the first two guys that have come to the plate here in the seventh have gone down on ground balls to Cody Grosskreutz. Here's Mitch Marquardt coming up there next. Marquardt will take a strike. Nothing at one to Mitch Marquardt. He lined one to the shortstop back there in inning number two, and he had a base hit in inning number five here tonight. So he's recorded one of the two base hits for Hastings in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hastings 13-26 on the season. Northwestern 38-10. There's a ball that's going to be fouled down the right field side, and the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Coming into this tournament, Northwestern had won seven games in a row before they lost earlier today. They had won 20 out of their last 22 games coming into the tournament before they were blasted earlier today by Mount Marty. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. Mount Marty beat this team 17-5 in a 9 o'clock ball game here in Mitchell. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be way outside for a ball. Has now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Mitch Marquardt. Working from the full windup is Ryan Brasser with nobody on the base pads here before he sings. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way, and the pitch is going to be in there for a cold third strike. Marquardt again, he can't believe it. He was on his way down to first, but the home plate umpire rings him up. A strikeout there for Ryan Brasser. And again, for the fifth time tonight, Hastings goes down in order in this seventh inning. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the eighth inning with a score Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings and Northwestern here tonight in the elimination ball game. We head to the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Christian Steiner comes back out for Hastings. He'll throw the eighth. He's got three strikeouts and three walks so far. He's allowed four base hits. Northwestern scored in the fourth inning. They had runners at the corners in the last inning but did not score. As Hastings got out of the inning with no damage done. The Broncos' biggest threat occurred in the fifth inning of play. They had runners at first and second base and nobody out. They didn't score. So Hastings needs to keep mowing them down here defensively and hopefully get something going offensively, as they've got only two base hits in the ballgame. Five times out of the seven innings so far, they went down in order. There's a ground ball to short. Marquardt has got it as he goes to first base. That's in time. So Alec Forbes is retired into play from short to first. Neither team has committed an error so far in this ball game. That's going to bring up the top of the order now. That's going to bring up Tony Schultz. Schultz, he grounded out twice so far in this contest, and he's got a base on balls. So he's 0 for 2 so far here in this contest tonight against Christian Steiner and the Broncos. He'll take a pitch there for a strike. Nothing at one as it counts. Winner moves on to play in the elimination ball game tomorrow at 11 o'clock against Briar Cliff. The loser is finished for the season. If Hastings is there, we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHS, beginning with the pregame show at 10:45 tomorrow morning and online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 1-1 the count now. Tony Schultz, he's the leadoff hitter in the batting order here for the Red Raiders. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball. Two balls and one strike. So Tony Schultz working here. His batting average during the regular season was at 369. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And now the count is at 3-1. Snyder cannot fall behind on the hitters here in the late going. 3-1 the count now. Hastings does have a couple of relievers starting to warm up down there here in the eighth. And the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. A baseline ball is given up there. That's going to be walk number 4 in the ball game now for Christian Snyder. Now coming in, Drew McGee, the third baseman, is going to have a couple of words here with Snyder. I would assume maybe Addison Ives is down there in the bullpen for Hastings. They still got their warm-up jackets on down there. A right-hander and a left-hander warming up for Hastings down in the bullpen. Christian Snyder has went all the way. We're into the eighth inning now. Snyder went all the way in the last contest that he threw. That was a week ago when we played Concordia. In the regular season finale, he struck out 13 Concordia Bulldogs in that contest. He's got 3 strikeouts here. He's held Northwestern in check with only 4 base hits. Here's Grosskreutz to the plate next. He is the shortstop. He's flown out to second base. He struck out once. And he's flown out to the shortstop. So he's 0-3 here tonight. Man is on at first base. There he goes at first. And the ball's going to be hit to a deep right field. Going over is going to be Campbell. Campbell over there. He's going to grab the ball. Runner's going to come back to first base on the play. Boy, that was a hard hit ball to a right field by Cody Grosskreutz. But over there was Tanner Campbell, who makes the play on the ball for the second out of this eighth inning. He gave it a ride, but Tanner Campbell was right there for Hastings out at right field. The runner was Schultz. He was going on the pitch. Brent Rolls, he was running for Schultz at first base. He was going on the pitch, but he has to go back. He's back at the bag now at first as Pashan comes to the plate next. Now for Northwestern, number 3 in the batting order, as he will take a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count to Mitch Pashan. Davis Blumendahl would be next. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern continues to lead. There's a throw over the first base, and Rolls is back in there. So Rolls is your base runner down there for Northwestern now. He is 10 out of 14 in stealing bases. That was his regular season average as he, again, dives back into the bag at first base. The count here at the plate is at 1-0 to Mitch Pashan. Rolls again taking his lead. There he goes at first base. The pitch is going to be outside to throw down there by Tanner Santarelli. Is not going to be in time. And a stolen base there by Rolls as he's on the bag now at second in scoring position. But there's 2 men out, and the count here at the plate is at 2-0 to Mitch Pashan. And now Christian Snyder's going to come to the plate here with something. 2-0, and a man is on now in scoring position at second base. Tanner Santarelli's throw is down there, but not in the nick of time. As they get a stolen base here in the eighth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from Tanner Santarelli running down to third base. And a play is going to be Rolls. And now a base hit here would score a run for Northwestern. Not a stolen base and a pass ball on Tanner Santarelli. And Northwestern has moved the base runner along to third base in this inning. The count here at the plate is at 3-0 to Mitch Pashan. We got the cleanup hitter in the batting order, Davis Blumendahl. He would be next if Pashan can get aboard here. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead over Hastings and are threatening here in the top half of the eighth inning with a base runner along over there at third base. Christian Snyder working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now 3-1 here to Mitch Pashan. Taking a lead down there at third base is going to be Rolls. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for another strike. Now 3-2. So Snyder was behind in the count at 3-0, and he comes back with a couple of strikes here. And now can get out of the inning if he can get a strike right here on Mitch Pashan. 3-2 and 2 men out here in the eighth inning. The 3-2 pitch is on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. Pashan throws the bat away, and a baseline ball is given up here. That's going to be the 5th walk of the ball game now, given up by Christian Snyder. And now coming up there is going to be Davis Blumendahl. Davis Blumendahl comes up there. He's fouled out to the third baseman. He's at his single. He's also hit one back to the first baseman in a ball game here tonight. He is one out of three. So Blumendahl comes up there. There's two men out here in the eighth inning of play. Northwestern leading Hastings in the elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament, 1-0. Blumendahl, he's a left-handed hitter against the righty and Schneider. The pitch comes into play. It's going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 to Blumendahl. Blumendahl during the regular season was a 355 hitter. So Blumendahl trying to do some damage now for Northwestern here in this ball game. They've got a 1-0 lead as we are in the top of the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. There goes the runner at first base. The fake throw, now a throw down to third base. It's not going to be in time, and now they got runners at second and third. The runner was going on the pitch there. The fake throw from Tanner Santarelli. Instead, going to third base and trying to catch the man down there. That was Rolls. Rolls is back in there easily. So now runners are on at second and third base. A little poke to the outfield now for Northwestern. Could possibly score two runs here later in the ballgame. The count of the play is at 1-1 to Davis Blumendahl. A little hit to the outfield could be a disaster for the Broncos here with two men out. Blumendahl digs back in here from the left-hand side. Christian Steiner gets the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Runners at second and third, taking the respective leads. Here comes the pitch by Steiner. The ball's going to be hit to right field. Campbell going over, and Campbell makes the catch in the ball. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done here as Davis Blumendahl, he flies out to the right fielder, Tanner Campbell. Hastings out of the inning with no damage done here. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score, Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
It's wine and food
and all that jazz at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th.
The Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival showcases outstanding Nebraska jazz musicians.
Tasting from 14 vineyards and 3 microbrews. Purchase your favorite wine and accessories at the wine store
and enjoy delicious food from local restaurants.
The first 3,000 attendees receive a keepsake souvenir glass.
Buy advance tickets and get festival details at wineandjazzfest.org.
Nebraska Wine and Jazz Festival tickets are also available at the door. $25 per person or $40 for both days.
You must be 21 years of age or older to attend.
At the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exposition Building, Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the GPAC Baseball Championships. Let there be light here in the press box. Lights finally come on. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here tonight. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead. Donato Santos coming up there. The number 8 hitter for Hastings. And we'll be seeing Tanner Santarelli, then top of the order, and Trent Neal. The clock is ticking here on Hastings in their 2014 season. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Brasser. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Santos has got blazing speed. He nearly beat that one out as Santos lays down a bunt. But he is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Ryan Brasser makes the play on the ball over to Skyler Wheeler. So one man out. Only two base hits here for Hastings College in this baseball game tonight. They had 6 earlier today.
Pinch hitting for the Broncos is number 9, Connor Thomas.
Now we got a pinch hitter coming out here in the number 9 position for Hastings. That's Connor Thomas. He's going to come out. Connor Thomas, he played in game number 1 today, went 0-for-3 with a strikeout. So Connor Thomas is going to come out here and try to ignite something here in this 8th inning with the Broncos trailing in the ball game 1-0. Here's the pitch by Brasser. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 and no strikes. Thomas during the regular season was a 250 hitter. He had 12 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. So 2 and no strikes now to Connor Thomas for Hastings batting here for the right-hand side. working against the lefty, and Ryan Brasser, who's went all the way tonight for the Northwestern Red Raiders. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. So three balls and no strikes now to Connor Thomas. During the regular season, two base on balls, 15 strikeouts for Thomas. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right down the pipe there on Connor. The count is now at three balls and one strike. 3-1, the count. One man out here in the eighth inning. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern with a lead. There's the next pitch. It's going to be hit to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So a pinch hit single there for Connor Thomas. And Hastings has the tying run on the base pads now. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning is Connor Thomas gets a single out of the number 9 position of the batting order. And now Trent Neal comes up there next. Hastings trying to keep their season alive here against the 20th ranked team in the nation here tonight. And the Red Raiders out of Northwestern, who is absolutely torn apart in the first ball game today by Mount Marty, 17-5. Hastings losing to Midland, 11-1. So this is the elimination ball game tonight here in Mitchell. 1-0 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead as Trent Neal comes to the plate next. Trent was our leading hitter during the regular season, but he's 0 for so far in this ball game, 0 for 3. He steps in there from the left-hand side, taking his lead down here at first as Connor Thomas has the ball hit right to the shortstop, back to first base, double play. Trent Neal lines out to the shortstop. Cody Grosskreutz, who comes back to first base and catches Connor Thomas off of the bag at first, and Northwestern gets out of the eighth inning of play after Connor leads off the inning with a pinch hit single to right center field. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the ninth inning with a score Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Christian Schneider's going to come back out here in the ninth inning of play. Northwestern 1, Hastings College nothing. Here in the elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament, we head to the top of the ninth inning. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 coming up here for Northwestern. That's going to be Skyler Wheeler. Also Michael Lynn. And also Eric Widener. So 5 walks given up by Christian Schneider so far here in this baseball game. He has recorded 3 strikeouts. He's given up only 4 base hits and 1 run, but yet he is trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0 to the 20th ranked team in the nation in Northwestern. Broncos trying to keep their season alive here, but they're going to have to pull a rabbit out of their hat in the bottom of the ninth inning. First of all, we got to get Northwestern out of here in the top of this inning. The count is at 1-1 here to Skyler Wheeler. He's the first baseman. He takes another strike here. 1-2. Wheeler so far has popped one to the second baseman. He's got an RBI single in the fourth. He also had a single in the seventh inning of play. So he's actually 2-for-3 from the plate here in this ball game against Christian Snyder as he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. He strikes out here in the ninth. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for Schneider. Wheeler goes, and that's going to bring up Michael Lynn next. Hastings has plenty of action down in the bullpen, down on the third base side. They've got 2 guys up and throwing and about 3 standing by down there. So just in case Christian gets into trouble here in the ninth, Hastings with plenty of arms down there They're trying to come to the rescue. First pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count down to Michael Lynn. He's still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. He pops this one up. It's going to be back toward the stands there. It's going to get across the screen and into the stands. One ball and one strike to Lynn. He's fouled out to the catcher. He's grounded out once. He's reached on a base on ball, so he's officially 0 for 2 in the ball game here tonight. Michael Lynn wears number 13 in that gray and red uniform here for the Red Raiders. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and one strike. Winner plays Briarcliff tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. If Hastings is there, we'll have the game for you on 1230 KHAS, 1245 or 1045 for the pregame show. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right center. Tanner Campbell centers under it, and he's going to make the catch. Michael Lynn flies out to the right fielder, Tanner Campbell, two men up, two men down here for the Red Raiders. Eric Widener comes to the plate next. Widener so far has grounded out. He has singled, and he's reached on a fielder's choice, so he's got one of the four base hits that Northwestern has here tonight. One run, four hits, no errors for Northwestern. No runs, three hits, no errors for Hastings. There's a ball hit right to Marquardt at short. He goes to first base, and it's in time. And the Broncos now have a chance here in the bottom of the ninth. Northwestern goes down in order here in the ninth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Last chance for the Broncos. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with a score. Northwestern 1, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Need a medical uniform or accessory? Shop Uniforms and More, the largest family-owned uniform store in the state of Nebraska.
National Nurses Week is May 4th through the 10th. Additional items have been reduced to half off right now, so shop at Uniforms and More in Grand Island for the medical professional on your list. And remember, a Uniforms and More gift card is always a great gift.
Uniforms and More, corner 4th and Broadwell in Grand Island, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Mitchell, South Dakota, Hastings College down to their final at bat here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They trail Northwestern by a score of 1-0. Ryan Brasser is going to come out and try to pick up his first complete game of the season. Brasser has allowed just three base hits here in the ball game. As he will stroll to the pitcher's mound again, he's got five strikeouts in the contest. He walked a man in the first inning of play. Walked a man in the fifth. And that is all she wrote. So he's got five strikeouts. He's got two walks in the ball game, and he's given up three base hits and no runs. Hastings will have 2, 3, and 4 coming up here. So an ideal spot in the Bronco batting order with McGee, Steets, and Clark. We need one run to continue the ball game. There's a bouncing ball toward first. Fielded there by the first baseman. Going over is the pitcher to cover the bag, and he's got it in time. Boy, Skyler Wheeler had to go a long way. The first baseman to his right to grab that one on a bouncing ball. Coming over there was Ryan Brasser, the pitcher, who covers the bag, and they got it to him just in the nick of time. So one up, one down for Hastings. Now Jake Steets will come to the plate next. Broncos down to their final 2 outs here. Steets, he worked out a walk in the first inning of play, grounded out and grounded out. So he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game as Brasser goes to work on him. A pitch in there is going to be for a strike. Nothing at one in the outside corner. Steets in the first ball game against Midland today was 1 out of 3 with a run scored and a strikeout. Next pitch is another strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Steve Sponberg can only watch down there in the third base coaching box. Here comes the next pitch from Ryan Brasser way outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes, trying to get Steets to chase after that one. Drew Clark would be next, and then Eric Antilla. Hastings needs to run to continue the ball game. We're in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0 is the score. Next pitch is swung on and fouled tap here at the plate. Count remains at 1-2. Schultz could not come up behind the plate there for Northwestern. The Red Raiders, the 20th ranked team in the country. But they're in a dogfight tonight with upset-minded Hastings, a team that came in here 13-26 on the season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Brasser. That ball's hit right back. Nope, through there for a base hit. Brasser can't knock it down. He went after it down toward the ground there. He got through there for a base hit. So Hastings has their tying run on the base pads now as Jake Steets is on at first base. That's going to be base hit number 4 in the ball game now for Hastings. So now there's one man out, and Drew Clark comes to the plate next. So Hastings has the tying run on the base pads here as Jake Steets sends that one back up through the middle for a base hit. Drew Clark up there next. He's got one hit and 3 trips to the plate. That was back in the first inning. Flew out, and he's grounded out since. He takes a whack there, and he's swinging a miss. Nothing at 1 to Drew Clark. And now working from the stretch is going to be Ryan Brasser with a base runner on at first, and is Steets. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside and down low for another ball. One ball and 1 strike now to Drew Clark, batting in the number 4 position for Hastings College in the batting order here tonight. Clark waiting in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, hit toward the left field, and making a catch on the ball is going to be Micah Lynn, the center fielder. He comes a long way over to left center field, makes a diving grab on the ball out there for the second out. So Drew Clark, he flies out to the center fielder, Michael Lynn, but he was nowhere near center field when he makes that catch. All the way around, almost to the left field, as he grabs that one right in front of Davis Blumendahl. And now coming to the plate next, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Hastings. A pinch hitter is going to come out here for the Broncos, and this Tyler Delafonte is going to come out. Delafonte coming out here in the 9th inning of play with 2 men out. Delafonte played in the first ball game, was 0-for-2 with a base on balls. He comes up there now in the 9th inning with 2 men out, and the Broncos trailing in the ball game 1-0, and a base runner is on at first base. That is Jake Steets. So Delafonte coming to the plate now for Hastings College. Broncos are down to their final out here. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 to count down to Tyler Delafonte for Hastings. Tyler, during the regular season, was a .212 hitter. 24 base hits and 113 trips to the plate. Bats from the left-hand side, working against the lefty in the Ryan Brasser. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be hit towards short. Grosskreutz has got it. Flips it to second base, and the ball game is over. Hastings College's season is over, and Hastings ousted from the tournament after 2 games as Delafonte hits that one right to the shortstop, Grosskreutz, who goes to second base for the force out on Jake Steets, and the ball game is over. Hastings loses the elimination ball game to the 20th-ranked Red Raiders of Northwestern 1-0. So Hastings goes 0-2 in the tournament after losing to Midland earlier today. 11-1, they come back and put together a pretty good ball game here tonight. But they drop one here to the Red Raiders of Northwestern by a score of 1-0 here in this ball game. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Something bold, something new. When the sub meets the sea, you know it's time to let Quiznos navigate your convoy of taste buds to seafaring flavor. You asked, we delivered. Quiznos lobster and seafood salad sub and perch salad are back for a limited time and better than ever. With bold flavor in each bite, this is a catch you won't want to miss. And now for a pasta-rific flavor transformation, introducing Quiznos new mac and cheese with lobster and seafood pasta. Selling the Quiznos today for fresh flavor from the sea. Quiznos, toasty.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the season is over for Hastings College as the Broncos drop a heartbreaker here tonight, 1-0 to the Red Raiders of Northwestern in the elimination ball game. So Hastings wraps up the season with a mark of 13 wins and 27 losses, going 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. Northwestern, they win the ball game. They'll move on to another elimination contest tomorrow against Briarcliff. Northwestern now 39-10 in the season, as they win a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Hastings in this ball game tonight. Final numbers, Northwestern with one run, four base hits, no errors. They leave six. Hastings, no runs, four hits, no errors. They leave five. Ryan Brasser picks up the complete game victory here tonight for Northwestern. That's his first complete game of the season. He is now 6-1 on the year. Gives up, of course, the no runs, four base hits, five strikeouts, and two walks. Christian Snyder was a losing pitcher for Hastings. He's now 5-2, gave up one run, four base hits, four strikeouts, and five walks. Northwestern wins it tonight over Hastings by the score of 1-0. Northwestern scores their only run of the ball game back there in the fourth inning. In fact, they scored it with two outs. The first guy to come to the plate grounded out, then they had a strikeout, then we had a base on balls, a single, an RBI single by Skyler Wheeler. That's all Northwestern needed tonight as they beat Hastings by the score of 1-0. Now stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
And Hastings College drops one here tonight to Northwestern by the score of 1-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Boy, you look back in this ball game, you got to look to the guy who was in the center of the diamond here tonight, Christian Snyder. Another great performance, but in a loss here tonight for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings with four base hits in the ball game here in the second encounter here tonight. We had Drew Clark. He had one of the base hits for Hastings. They were scattered here tonight. We had Connor Thomas. He had a big pinch hit single in the eighth inning of play. Jake Steets, he had a single in the ninth inning of play for Hastings College to give the Broncos a little bit of hope in this ball game. And also Mitch Marquardt, he had a single in this ball game tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be the pitcher, Christian Snyder. He goes all the way in defeat tonight. He gave up just the one run, four base hits, four strikeouts, five walks. His only run he gave up was in the fourth inning, and that's all Northwestern needed here tonight to beat Hastings 1-0. Christian Snyder, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now it's back to the diamond to talk to the coach.
Northwestern knocks off Hastings here tonight by a score of 1-0 as the Northwestern Red Raiders will move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow against Briarcliff. Season is over for Hastings College as we talk with assistant coach Blake Marquardt on the postgame show. And Blake, probably the toughest defeat of all, a 1-0 decision here in a game that you guys played well enough to win this thing tonight.
Yeah, it was definitely upsetting. And, you know, our guys came out and competed, and we they did an exceptional job. And, you know, they did what they wanted to do on the field, and we just came up short today.
Coming out of a 11-1 thrashing in the first game, which we did not play very well this afternoon, what was the attitude like in between games here? You had a little time to think about this one.
The guys got away from the field. They were a little down on themselves, you know, and rightfully so, which we like to see them, those guys be upset about losses like that. But they hung together, and they really came back and pushed together forward with the team.
This one really came down to not enough offense. We gave up 4 base hits, but we could not string anything together, could not come up with that big base hit when we had chances to do it.
No, the base hits we had were kind of strung out throughout the game. We didn't have a multiple hit inning where that we kind of needed that to push a run across.
The inning that I circled here was back in the fifth inning. You guys had runners out at first and second base and nobody out in a 1-0 ball game. We're coming out of there with a goose egg on a scoreboard. You just got to take advantage when you have situations like that.
We do. We needed a big hit. We needed some leaders to come forth. And unfortunately, I think we bunted that inning and pushed them to second and third with one out. And unfortunately, we just didn't come up with that big hit to push across a run.
Yeah, you went back to the pitcher, then you flew out to left field, and bam, just like that, the inning was over. Had a chance again in the ninth inning of play, got a base runner on. Just talk about going into the bottom of the ninth inning, still with a chance to win this thing. You guys came off the field, obviously, with a hope of maybe winning this thing.
Yeah, the guys came off, and they were excited. They were ready to go in the ninth. They didn't want to give up, and you definitely could see that just the way they came out in the bottom of the ninth. That, you know, unfortunately, we came out, and I think we started off with an out, and then we got a hit right away out of Jake Steech, which was a big hit, and you know, things just didn't fall our way with the last two outs.
Yeah, Drew flies out and a great catch made out in left center field for the second out. And then we end the ball game on a ball that was hit to the shortstop. So you guys dropped the ball game 1-0. All comes back to the pitching performance tonight with Christian Schneider. Boy, if you're going to lose, what a great outing. He goes to 5-2. He finishes 5-2 in the season, but he gives up only 4 base hits to one of the better hitting teams in the conference. Talk about his outing tonight.
Oh, his outing was spectacular. You know, his last few outings have actually been spectacular for us. We couldn't ask any more out of him. Christian Snyder's done an exceptional job for us throughout the year and today, including tonight. So, you know, he kept the ball low, and he mixing his off-speed well, and he kept the Northwestern hitters off balance. And unfortunately, with that just one run, he beat them.
They tell us 140 pitches thrown by Schneider tonight. You had some guys up warming up down in the bullpen, but I assume that Christian wanted to finish the ball game off tonight.
Definitely, he wanted the ball in his hand, and that's why we left him in his hand, because he wanted to finish this game, and he was throwing well enough to do that.
So Hastings loses earlier today, 11-1 to Midland, loses 1-0 in Northwestern, and now your season is over for the college ranks here. What about the off season now? Of course, Coach Sponberg has now been through 1 year, and he's got a lot of work ahead of him here as he tries to rebuild this thing.
Yeah, he's gonna. We have a lot of seniors replaced this year. We have 12 graduating, and so we have to replace a lot of those guys. And you know, we had three starters, or 1 through 3 were pitchers, and so we have to replace that this upcoming year. And hopefully, we can do a good job of doing that.
Is there going to be a main focus now as far as trying to put a team together for next season? We're going after pitchers. We're going after position players.
We're definitely going to have to go after pitchers. I mean, we're graduating a bunch of them, so I know we've signed a few already, and we're going to continue to get a bunch of new kids in here, and hopefully pitching will be our number one priority, but we're going to have to fill a few other spots as well.
So how was year number one under the Steve Spahnberg administration? Kind of an interesting year, wasn't it?
It was. You know, he's definitely an intense coach, but he loves the game. And he has a passion for it. And as anybody comes out and watches the ball game, you'll see how much he does love the game. And, you know, he's a great coach.
So now he goes out on the recruiting trail, where in years past, his season would just be starting now with the Legion stuff. And vice versa, you're going to be out on the Legion trail now as one of the coaches of the Braves here for the upcoming season. That year is starting here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we do. We actually start here in about 3 weeks on the 20th of this month. And so look forward to that. But I also look forward to traveling with Coach Spahnberg and finding some recruits across Nebraska and Colorado and probably down into Kansas a little bit.
Okay, good season. Been enjoyable here the past couple of weeks, and we'll see you here this summer, I'm sure.
Yep, take care.
Yep, Blake Marquardt, he's the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos losing twice here in the GPAC tournament, 11-1 to Midland earlier in the day, and they lose a heartbreaker here tonight, 1-0 to the Red Raiders of Northwestern. We'll take our final break. We'll come back right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
So 5 innings tonight, Hastings goes down in order, and they could not push across any runs in this contest, and they lose one to Northwestern tonight by a score of 1-0. A great performance by Schneider out on the hill tonight. 140 pitches thrown by Schneider, but he loses a tough 1-0 decision, and the year is over for Hastings College. They finished the year with a mark of 13 wins and 27 losses on the season. So the schedule for tomorrow, you're going to have Midland playing Dakota Wesleyan. That will be the 9 o'clock game, the winner's bracket ball game. Both of those teams still undefeated on the season. Briarcliff is going to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And then Mount Marty will play the winner of the game going on now between Doan and Morningside. That one's still going on here tonight. As far as the Hastings College softball team, their season is still alive. Broncos going 1-1 in the GPAC softball championships back in Hastings. The Broncos beat Dakota Wesleyan in the first game today 10-2. Hastings losing to Morningside 8-6 in the second game. So Hastings will play in the elimination ball game against Concordia tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. The winner's bracket championship final has got Midland taking on Morningside. That one will go at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So that'll wrap things up here for the Hastings College baseball season here this year. We've got the American Legion baseball season starting here in just a couple of weeks. We'll be with the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team throughout the summer. Again, Hastings finishing 13-27 during this 2014 season under first-year head coach Steve Spahnberg. They finished things off here in Mitchell, losing 11-1 to Midland in the first ball game, 1-0 to Northwestern here in game number two. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Mitchell, South Dakota.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.